Police arrested pro-Palestinian student protesters at the University of Southern California last night without incident. The arrests came hours after police at a Texas university as well had aggressively detained more than 30 demonstrators. After a report showing the GDP was down early this year, stocks are lower. This is SRN News.
Our government has engorged itself on borrowed money. Now we are over $30 trillion in debt. If this bubble finally implodes, many Americans would be left penniless and heartbroken. For example, what happens if state and federal pension funds go broke? Or if 401ks and IRAs get cut in half due to hyperinflation? Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau, news analyst, best-selling author, and evangelical leader to millions of people just like you. People who understand something big is coming. Now's the time to prepare with a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. Precious metals are among the most proven hedges you can make. And they're even better inside a tax advantage account. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached, so just text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you are blessed with continued prosperity.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our warming trend continues. Our storm-free pattern continues with a spectacular weekend forecast for here and the Gulf Coast beaches. Today, another warm day with a high around 85. Good bit of sunshine. I have the rain chances under 20%, so very tiny. Nights are mild. Overnight low tonight down to about 61. Then tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, dry weather continues. Lots of sunshine. Highs in the middle 80s right on through the upcoming weekend. A great forecast on the Gulf Coast beaches with highs in the 70s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Whether you're buying a home or auto or consolidating debt, CBNS Bank's personal loans get you where you need to go. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you or apply online today. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
1819 News.
A bill has been passed out of the Alabama House Committee on Homeland Security after the bill in that committee was delayed on two separate occasions. The bill is HB 376, otherwise known as the Laken Riley Act. It would allow for local and state law enforcement to enforce federal immigration and custom laws that include the detention and removal of illegal aliens, as well as checking on the immigration status of persons living here in the state. The bill heads to the full House for consideration. The bill's sponsor, State Representative Ernie Yarbrough, named the bill after the Georgia nursing student who was brutally murdered this past February by an illegal alien. 26-year-old Jose Ibarra of Venezuela abducted Laken Riley and killed her while she was jogging on the UGA campus. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Covenant Grassroots Group seeks to directly support organizations and agencies that are fighting the global battle against human trafficking. They do this through funding, procuring, and advocating. You can go to covenantrescue.org for further details. They need your donations, guys. Hop on and donate.
Birmingham police have charged five people with exhibition driving and street racing. The arrests were made after the operation that was dubbed Night Rider was launched by police on the weekend of April 12th. Some of the suspects arrested also face additional charges of drug possession as well as receiving stolen property. Police also seized several vehicles, including three that were stolen. The mayor of Montgomery has been chosen to be president of the African American Mayors Association for the 2024 election year as well as the start of Congress in 2025. Mayor Reed will be sworn into this new position today. Reed has been serving as the vice president of the organization. Reed says he will work with members nationwide to address issues of public safety, economic development, and health equity. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A+ Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Hi, I'm Mark DePlanche with Admiral Movers. People ask, what makes Admiral Movers different from other movers? It's simple. We take pride in caring for our team, so we know that they will take care of you. All of our team members are Admiral employees. They are all fully background checked and trained in-house. We never hire day laborers. So for your next move, whether it's a commercial move or household move, across town or across the country, call Montgomery's favorite movers, Admiral Movers. Mention code SUMMER10 to save 10% on your next move.
It's time to butter up with Biscuits Baseball. Join us to celebrate 20 years of Biscuits with a fun summer of baseball at Riverwalk Stadium in 2024. For tickets and more information, visit BiscuitsBaseball.com or call the box office at 323-BALL. Butter up.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Filtered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Deason.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I am Scott Beeson. I hope you're having a great Thursday. We're starting off the second half of the show. This is the only program in the country with three halves. Sky, do you have an update for us?
Well, I have an update that we had a listener drop by the premises
okay.
at Blue Water Broadcasting. Eric the Duck. I didn't get to meet him, but Jay just brought this painting
by. And those are real brush strokes, aren't they?
Yes. Yes.
That is actually cool.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
I'm not sure exactly what I am. I think you're a cactus.
I am a cactus. That's
a
for
prickly
sure.
cactus.
Yeah, I got both my arms up in the air like I'm...
Like, heaven forbid, yes. Please stop.
Yes, and then here's Scott over here on the left, up in the mm-hmm. in
Do
the
I
air
look like anything?
Above me. Well, yeah.
I'm a cloud.
Well...
That's what it is.
You're a cloud.
I'm an angel.
Oh, yeah. That's it, Scott.
It does kind of look like we may be all in the fires of purgatory.
I'm not sure. We're going to have to get it...
Or the desert.
This is way too artistic for me. To describe without the
art,
actual...
Look, I learned from Jeeves that art means different things to different people.
Yes, we need
and
the,
it
the,
speaks.
We need the actual artist interpretation.
Yes.
Because this is so indescribably portrayed.
It is deep.
Yes, I'm not going
to... You could take so many different meanings out of it. You really, really could.
Truly.
The rest of it, usually Jeeves would say that... Scott Beeson, you have no appreciation for art or music, and you really shouldn't comment on it, is usually how that conversation went. And so it's been a longstanding issue.
Well, hopefully Eric the Duck will call in and let us know.
That was so kind of him.
And tell us exactly what is portrayed here in this portrait.
Yeah, very good. I like it. I can't wait.
The cactus
I can't wait
is my favorite.
Very nice
I can't wait to frame it up and put it in the studios
yeah.
or somewhere. Or maybe we can put it in the studios there. I don't know. Since it's got Sky Rizzy on there.
Yeah, I'd like that.
That nice. Looks good.
Yeah, a lot of thought and work went into that. We
no, actually, it is good. Look, I am not appreciative of art. I'm really not.
Or music, which I'm, of course, going to bring up in a minute.
Right. And but that is legitimate art. I mean, I can appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It. You
and
know
that's
what?
That's saying something.
That's saying a lot.
It, is,
it really is.
But we're going to get a really good frame, mm-hmm. and it's going to go in the Alabama Unfiltered Radio Hall of Fame.
Yes.
And we're going to have that
It may
sometime.
Go in the Real Music Hall of Fame.
It should.
From us.
That's so sweet.
The yes, Eric the Duck.
No,
thank
excuse
you.
Me. Kind. Gentlemen, I understand you don't like the word sweet.
That's very
Apparently,
kind.
That's not a good word.
It's derogatory.
I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. What do you want to be called when you guys do something awesome? Do you say like bad A?
Yeah, that's bad A.
What do you say?
Mm-hmm. That's good stuff.
Sky, what do I say when I want to give you a compliment without using the word sweet?
Sky, you do the kind. That's very kind. That's nice. That's good job.
I'll take sweet.
Just don't say sweet.
I don't mind.
I mean, if your wife says it's sweet right before she gives you a kiss, that's all right. But from other women, it's
derogatory.
Like,
okay.
It's like a man card shredder.
Okay. Yeah, I don't want to do that.
You don't want to do that.
No.
No.
Because I believe in the patriarchy.
Yes.
which, by the way, could we just do something for a second? We talked about it before the show, but my husband was describing to me certain people that he knows, that he knows, not news, because that's not a word, delight over the new Taylor Swift album.
Oh, yes. Everyone is very excited.
People waited up all night when the album debuted.
Why did they do that?
I don't understand.
I don't understand music,
I'm not that, like, I'm only that committed to my children, right?
And it's when they're barfing. They're not like at the store to buy vinyl records,
no,
are they?
No, you're
not. It's electronic.
I mean, I even had my South Carolina child say, yeah, there's a couple misses here, which was kind of a big deal.
Really?
And so, because we went to the T-Swift concert in Tampa when she was in high school. We had our little
That's a long time ago.
Weekend was still before when she lost her mind.
When she was still teenager, hip-hop.
Yes, it was filled with teenage girls. But has anybody read the lyrics? Our friend Julia Cleland sent us the lyrics via Facebook. So thank you, Julia. But did you take a look-see at the lyrics? Because women that are, what's the millennial generation? I don't know who they are. But that generation of women are freaking out over this album.
How great it is,
and how awesome she is. But it's pretty horrific. I mean, she talks about rolling the stone away, but not just rolling the stone away because we're saying, I'll fly away, Lord Jesus. That's not what she's saying. There's one, what if I roll the stone away? They're going to crucify me anyway. What if the way you hold me is actually what's holy? If long-suffering propriety is what they want from me, they don't know how, blah, blah, blah. I choose you and me religiously. But over and over again, she said the song, the smallest man who ever lived, I would have died for your sins. Instead, I just died. I mean, these words are, I usually don't pay attention, and I should, because my parents took me to a Why Knock Rock concert when I was in, or a seminar when I was in high school, okay? So I should pay attention to lyrics. But if you read these through and through, and then you look at her recent concerts, I'm sorry, guys. Like, I'm sorry.
So this is what I get out of it, is that, so Taylor Swift has her, the whole thing with the NFL and Kelce and all this stuff, and lots of clips from her concerts where they're clearly satanic rituals are meant to appear like the occult, whatever. There's no doubt that's what they're doing. And anyone who says, oh, no, it's just artistic. All these movies, all these things where they try to be satanic cults and they're showing the satanic cults and they're, you know, they're getting together in the ring and they're going to conjure, they're going to murder somebody. All those in those movies, everybody's like, oh, yeah, that's the Satan cults. Turn right around and put that exact same scene in a Taylor Swift concert. They're like, oh, no, that's not satanic cults. I'm like, y'all are, just stop. Just at least own up to it. But you have all this, and then people constantly being told, you're a prude, you're a Puritan, you don't understand, no, that's not, no, it's not, she's not anti-Christian, she's not anti-God, she's not all those things, she's not into that, why would you say that? Taylor's awesome. You have, what, Christianity Today, or one of those?
Mm-hmm. Yes, oh, yes.
Saying, basically, preach the gospel according to Taylor, you know, it'll be awesome. And then her new album comes out. And, you know, you got to think she's like, y'all are such dupes.
Yes.
Because now it's just,
it's in your face.
All these people who were defending her, like, no one knew what they were saying. Here it is. Listen to this one. This parts of these words. God save the most judgmental creeps who say they want what's best for me. sanctimoniously performing soliloquies I'll never see, thinking it can change the beat of my heart when he touches me and counteract the chemistry and undo the destiny. You ain't got to pray for me. Me and my wild boy and all of this wild joy. If all you want is gray for me, then it's just white noise and it's just my choice. Don't give me right and wrong. Don't tell me what God says is about is right and wrong, you bunch of judgmental creeps, you sanctimonious. I'll do whatever I want. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, really? And here's the thing. Even if you're, you know, even if you don't believe in any of the God stuff, do you really want your daughters being just as wild as bucks? I mean, is that a good policy? Is it a good policy for young ladies to just be wild? Mm. I've told y'all before my theory on wild women and on the sexual revolution. It was made up by a bunch of nerdy little white guys who couldn't get any girls. And they're like, you know what I think would be good, a good policy? Free love and wild women who don't care, who aren't trying to find the best guy. I'm serious.
Yeah, no, I know.
And then girls are just like, we're training our little girls to say, hey, any of those rules, me behaving like a lady, me being under control, forget that. That is wrong, terrible, awful. And I promise you, they're taking it to the deepest parts of their souls.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that this started, I know the sexual revolution started a long time ago, but do mm-hmm. you think this latest iteration started with the whole advent of the Girls Gone Wild videos when it became on screen, live in living color, where we saw it and it was normalized, and now it's completely normalized everywhere, including in the lyrics of somebody who mm-hmm. clearly was working up to telling everybody, actually, peeps, this is who I am. Mm-hmm. You know, one of her songs, apparently this is a double album, but on one of her songs, it's just repeatedly the F-bomb over and over in one of the songs. But did we become okay with girls going wild because we saw it? I mean, do you remember, what, 20 years ago? That was the video from Spring Break, and it was just very mm-hmm. salacious and ooh. But it became a thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just wondering.
I think what that did was kind of say, okay, this may be a little much, but yeah. you can do everything right up to it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It pushed the, hey, you're acting nuts, so far out there that there's a new standard for how wild you can be.
Yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying? One more quick thing. She also says, check out this profound excerpt of a lyrical genius from her song, But Daddy, I Love Him. Oh. I forget how the West was won. I forget if this was ever fun. I just learned these people only raise you to cage you. I just learned these people only raise you to cage you. So your parents are holding you back. Sarah's and Hannah's in their Sunday best, clutching their pearls, sighing, what a mess. I just learned these people try and save you because they hate you. Mm. So your parents hate you. The churchy folks hate you. They're trying to save you because they hate you. Tell me these aren't purposeful messages. It's unbelievable.
It really is unbelievable.
But hey, look, let's all go spend $1,000 or more and take our little girls to see Taylor Swift.
Let's do it. And let's be a woman in our late 20s, early 30s and stay up all night with a real job to go to. And let's listen to all the lyrics and make sure that we have it so we can have this little convo about it. But this time, like I said, I've been to a concert. I think mm-hmm. she's extraordinarily talented. But this time...
You think it's a little over the edge this time?
It's over the edge. I can't... She writes bops. She writes songs that you're in Target. It's all around you all the time.
On Conspiracy Thinker Thursday,
but
if these lyrics are over the edge more,
mm-hmm.
would it be too much to wonder and ask if the powers that be, whoever they may be...
Correct, sir.
Did not promote Taylor Swift to the nth degree all through football season, at least starting, what, the fifth game.
Right.
with the whole NFL thing, the whole nine yards. It was Taylor Swift all day, every day, even Sundays, over, 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 over. Was it to pave the way for this, for these messages?
I think so.
I mean, that is a master plan, a master strategy.
Well, if we look around us at the world today, there is a master plan. There is a master strategy.
And there are people pulling the strings. Yeah.
And you do wonder, now that we've learned what we've learned in the last months, I think perhaps that was always the plan.
Because she was very tremendously popular. There's no doubt about it. But they took it to an extra level.
Yeah.
I mean, the marketing push was amazing. I don't know if there is a more recognizable name in the world right now than Taylor Swift. And then, boop.
Yep.
Here's this one.
Yep.
Where we're just trying to cage her and all the young people.
Because we hate her.
Yes. No,
apparently.
We're just trying to save them because we hate them.
I mean, it makes perfect sense, Scott.
But is there any, I mean, no one wonders where she gets the save term? We got to take a break. Lots of stuff to do. You do not want to miss it. We will be back.
If you'd like a chance to win a 2024 Land Rover Defender, you'll want to visit Wind Creek Wetumpka. Play and earn entries every day. Then be there Saturday, April 27th, starting at 5 p.m. to see if you drive off in the Land Rover. Or win thousands in cash and free play. Do what you want. Bring home a new Land Rover Defender. Visit Wind Creek Wetumpka to find out how and to find your winning moment. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Big news, the biggest and best compact track loader has come to Thompson Tractor in Montgomery. It's the next generation Cat Compact Track Loader. With more power and a larger cab, this machine will boost your productivity and your business. Right now, Thompson is offering special deals on existing compact track loaders to make way for the new machines. So come to their new Cat Compact Track Loader Demo Day on May 9th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 10120 Highway 80 East in Montgomery. Call 334-215-5000 for more details.
Don't you love the feeling of coming home to a clean house? Let Southern Bells Cleaning Service get your home in order. Families in the River Region trust Southern Bells because they know Callan and Jesse will show up on time and believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. They bring all their own supplies and specialize in full-service, residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
High Caliber Gun and Pawn. They're not just a pawn shop, it's an everything and anything shop. They're located in Prattville. You're going to find firearms, brand new ones, used ones, military firearms, collectibles of all kinds. 15 years and still going strong, folks. First responders and military, you get a 10% discount. When you need a loan, it's time to pawn. High Caliber on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. You better go see them today for the best selection.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway. Don't trust your home's electrical safety to just anyone. Trustworthy Electric is celebrating 30 years as your trusted choice to handle every electrical problem safely, affordably, and quickly. Trustworthy Electric, 30 years of service that's lightning fast, lightning good.
Are you enjoying 1819 News? If so, consider joining 1819 News as a member. As a nonprofit news organization, we depend on the support of Alabamians like you. Memberships start out as little as $5 a month, and you'll get access to exclusive content only offered to our members. You'll be supporting independent journalism done by people who cherish Alabama values. Become a member today by visiting 1819news.com and clicking Become a Member. That's 1819news.com and click Become a Member today.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hi,
Hi, this is Sharon with the Depot Furniture Gallery. Choosing to advertise with Blue Water was an easy decision to make. Our goal was to increase sales, and they reached the audience that we wanted to connect with. Our sales rep has been great to work with, and we couldn't be happier with the results.
Blue Water Broadcasting is the number one most listened to radio group in the River Region. Find out how to put this reach to work for your business. Call us to find out how we can help. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Welcome to the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Don't forget our friends over at 1819news.com for all the news dealing with the state of Alabama, the good stuff, the bad stuff, the ugly stuff. They are your citizen-supported truth teller here in the state. 1819news.com. We've got a special guest coming up.
Yes, we do.
In un momento, April Marie Fogle, but for a very, very short call, because he came bearing gifts, Eric the Duck. Eric, welcome to the program.
Hey, I love you guys.
Thank you, Eric.
But I had to make it a point. I'm over here right down the road from Sky, and I said, you know what? I'm going to make it a damn point to get down there. Now, listen, Sky, you may not agree with what I did for you, my depiction. You may not think, hell, that can't be me, but the two girls, and Sky's cool now. They're going to send, I'm sure he'll send it up there too.
We're looking at it as we speak.
I did the best I could.
No, it looks good. I want to know. I look kind of like some sort of Japanese.
Sky, how would you describe
spirit
it?
Spirit figure.
I was thinking y'all was flaming hot. I was thinking that.
That's a lot better than what I had.
Yes.
If you'll notice on the top right, man, I got Seth. That's, you know, Scott, Amy, and Allison, and Scott.
I got it.
Oh, right.
It looks great. It actually does look good.
I got to get in at it, buddy. I love y'all guys. We really
love
man.
You. Be
Thank
careful
you.
Up there.
Appreciate it, man.
Thanks, Eric. And without further ado, we have a blast from the past, especially in the River Region. Someone who's filled in on my show years ago and had the show but then had to move on to bigger and better things in Montgomery. April Marie Fogle. April Marie, AM, how are you?
Oh, my gosh. I just had to come see Sky, and seeing Red Top's name on the screen, It's taking all I have not to cry like a little baby over here. It's time.
When I see Red Top's name, it makes me want to cry like a little baby, too, AM.
True story.
You know, I was looking for a photo of Sky, me and Sky, to put on my Facebook, and I found the photo from my very last day when Red Top came up here and introduced himself. And you guys are so lucky, and I know you know that, but the listeners of News Talk 93.1, they are just incredible and a family, and love everything about them.
Absolutely.
Well, fantastic. We're glad to have you back. So we were talking, it'll be a reunion. let's bring Red Top on to talk with us and April Marie.
Yeah, I want to hear Red Top's thoughts on Taylor Swift, because this is entertaining to no end.
Red Top, welcome to the program.
AMF, how are you doing?
I am so much better now that I'm sitting here at 93.1.
I'll tell you, boy, me and you, I both, we've been through a lot of crap since you left.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord have mercy.
Oh, goodness.
It's coming down in truckloads, boy, and
We have a come to Jesus moment every day with these three and me. Believe me. I've been thumping real hard on their Bible, and you know what? A Catholic can scare the hell out of a Baptist. How are the kids doing?
The kids are fantastic. We're about to wrap up a whole school year. It is, it's hard to believe it's been a year since I've been here, but they are 5, 7, and 11 now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yep. Have they taken over a house yet?
Oh, they took over the house years ago, but they really have now. The 5-year-old especially, he's hell on wheels, and he is just the first two textbook, just everything by good kids. Not to say that the third one isn't, but the third one is my wild child.
Good. Tell him to keep up the good work.
He's my red top. He gives me fits.
He's got him a harem, doesn't he?
It's pretty fantastic watching the little man be the boss.
Oh, man. Oh, you're going to be here for so much fun with that little boy. And we've had a lot of fun here at Eiffel Marie. What have you been doing with yourself?
Well, it's been a long journey, a crazy journey, I'll tell you what. But the short version of a long story is I took a job that was going to move me to Dallas, Texas, and they ended up not moving to Dallas, Texas, and I ended up leaving the job, and I am now back in Alabama full time, and I've been able to guest host other shows, but this is my first time back in Montgomery in a year, so it's kind of wild. But we'll see what God has in store for me next.
And there is my music at the studio.
Oh, nice.
These guys have got the music for me.
All right.
One of the songs I've even had a part for Al on, but she will probably do it one day when we play live, which will happen. But Scott's got it on his computer. But the show still has that flash drive.
Yes. It is still, I think... I believe Joey has it, doesn't he, at this point? Or...
Well, you gave it to him. That's what I've heard of. And a picture. I don't think
I have that. I have the photograph. I could show that to April Marie.
All right.
Show that to April Marie.
Okay.
There's three songs on it. They all kick ass. I'm going to Atlanta because they really like stuff in Atlanta a lot. Not to move, but to play. And so we're going to have a lot of fun with the music. But, you know, there's nowhere to play April Marie. We got to redevelop the music. We got to start the music business from the ground up in Montgomery, Alabama.
Well,
and everywhere.
Red Top, if anyone can do it, it'll be you.
I will.
Well, it's great to hear your voice.
So good to talk to you, April Marie.
Thank you. I won't be a stranger.
You can always call on me if you're looking for a good Catholic left-handed libertarian warrior. Roll Tide, go Trump, baby.
Yeah. Roll Tide, go Trump.
Thank you, Red Top. Hey, April Marie, I know you want to talk about your the bill the legislature is working on that has to deal with the banking.
Yep, I've got two bills I wanted to put on y'all's radar related to gun rights. And one is that, and I don't know how many of y'all been following this, but the banking industry and the credit card industry is anti-Second Amendment. I mean, just across the board, so many of them doing things from the big banks taking away the accounts of gun shops or people with FFLs or different things. That's called biased banking. But they've started tracking gun purchases. And so we've got just a minute, so I'll come back on the other side of this and give you a little bit more information. But there is a bill that has been introduced. It has passed the House it's passed the Senate committee and a House. I will double check that when we get back, and then because I don't have it in front of me. And then we also have a second bill that's very dangerous, and it scares the crud out of me. It actually got out of committee yesterday, and it is an anti-Second Amendment bill. And I want to talk about that because Republicans have no business moving an anti-Second Amendment bill in the state of Alabama.
You got that right. April Marie's going to give us an update on these Second Amendment pieces of legislation. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We'll be back.
Tucker Pecan is in a brand new
new location at 1935 Mulberry Street, but they've still got the same great products they had when they were downtown. Here's David Little to tell you more.
Hey, David Little at Tuck Pecan here. I tell you what, since we have moved, we've had great response. We have lots and lots of people coming by our new store on 1935 Mulberry Street, and it's a lot of fun. You know why? Because we're getting to add new items. We're adding new candies, new jellies, new jams. We even have a honey called Hot Pecan Butter. It's so good. We have a hot honey. We have a peach jam. We have a hemp jelly that is mangoes, pineapples, and jelly. It is so good. We've got all those things. Plus, we've got all the great candies we've had before. And, you know, we're in a very convenient location. You don't have to go to downtown. You come to Tucker Pecan at 1935 Mulberry Street. Come shop with us, and we'll take care of all your gift needs, candies, or if you're just hungry, come by, and we'll fix you up.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hey there, folks. It's your trusted real estate professionals, Hannah Grantham and Eddie Bader, here with an exciting announcement. We have made the move to Forest Meadows Homes and Lands. That means we're now even more equipped to serve you and your real estate needs.
That's right. Whether you're buying or selling, working with us ensures that you're in the best hands. Personalized service, expert advice, and now more options and opportunities.
So why wait? Let's make your real estate dreams a reality. Give me, Hannah Grantham, a call at 334-368-6358.
Or me, Eddie Bader, 334-322-0662, and let's get you moving.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our friends and neighbors are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network. Is spring cleaning making your floors feel, well, a little worse for the wear? Don't just clean them, upgrade them. Carroll's Carpet Flooring America can help you transform your home with beautiful new flooring and countertops. Carroll's Carpet is locally owned and operated, so you're supporting the community. At Carroll's Carpet, you'll get expert advice to help you find the perfect flooring, hardwood, carpet, laminate, tile, or even luxury vinyl. They'll work with you to create the exact look you've been dreaming of. Carroll's Carpet, new floors this spring, makes your whole home sing. Carrollscarpet.com on the Northeastern Boulevard.
Hey, folks, this is Mayor Kelly of Millbrook, Alabama, asking you to join with Joan Drugs on Saturday at 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. for the National Drug Take Back event. Come by the parking lot in Millbrook. Bring your unneeded or expired prescriptions. See you there.
Thank you once again for voting ASE the best credit union and best mortgage company in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We're honored to serve our members for 69 years and counting.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our warming trend continues. Our storm-free pattern continues with a spectacular weekend forecast for here and the Gulf Coast beaches. Today, another warm day with a high around 85. Good bit of sunshine. I have the rain chances under 20%, so very tiny. Nights are mild. Overnight low tonight down to about 61. Then tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, dry weather continues. Lots of sunshine. Highs in the middle 80s right on through the upcoming weekend. A great forecast on the Gulf Coast beaches with highs in the 70s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This spring, mow with the flow with a Kubota zero-turn mower. John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Kubota Z232 puts power where you need it, when you need it. Save now with our spring specials. Powering Alabama, Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. April Marie Fogle is with us, AM. We appreciate you being on the show, and we want to talk about, we got one more segment to talk about these two pieces of gun legislation. Let's start with the one people remember the most. The Alabama legislature is made up of a super majority, overwhelming numbers of quote-unquote Republicans. They do run under the Republican banner on the Republican tickets, and they're supposedly in the Republican Party. I wouldn't never accuse them of being conservative, so let's put it that way. But they have passed some anti-gun rights legislation, and as a sponsor of one of the big gun bills from years ago, trying to make sure people's rights are protected, I'm bothered that this supermajority seems to be going the other way. So what's happening?
It's absolutely ridiculous. So one of the bills that just passed out of committee yesterday is a bill that that criminalizes what gun grabbers call as unsecured guns. Now, I want to, the way AL.com, because they are a leftist.
AM. Are they still in business?
The way they say is parents could be charged if a child takes an unsecured gun to school. But that's not what the bill says. What the bill says is that every firearm you own has to be, quote, reasonably secure, including but not limited to storing the firearm with a trigger lock, putting it in a locked box or gun safe, basically rendering your firearm a paperweight, or you're committing a crime.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God forbid we teach children basic gun safety. God forbid we teach children that they are responsible for their actions and that guns are just a tool, just like anything else. I have demonstrated this to my children many a times. A knife is no sooner to get up off the table and stab you than a gun is to shoot you.
Correct.
But you need to know how to handle each one. Mm-hmm. And so, but that's what's mind-boggling is that the Judiciary Committee yesterday approved this bill, and it could come up on the full House floor any day. Today it moved, and they put it for a read for a second time to be placed on the calendar.
It always amazes me when they come up with these pieces of legislation, because my firearms are there in case they need to be used. Now, I know a lot of people have extras, and then everybody does. But when you do what they're asking, mm-hmm. when someone breaks into your house to do harm to you, your family, your children, you don't get to say, "Pardon me, sir, I must remove all the gun locks and gather it from the safe and find the separately held ammunition so that I must be able to defend myself against you. Pardon, just one moment, I'll be right with you." That's not the way the real world works. And all these people know that what they're really trying to do is make law-abiding citizens who are no threat to anyone else except for criminals,
mm-hmm.
into criminals.
Right.
That's what they're doing. They want to make it more difficult, more onerous to have a firearm to protect yourself and your family. And I can hear them saying, "Well, we're just letting so-and-so get it out of committee." But super majorities of Republicans squash this kind of thing, do not give it legs, do not allow it to make it to the news as a statement. But our legislature doesn't seem able to do that.
The first section of this bill, looking at the bill language, a parent or a legal guardian of a minor shall store a firearm in his or her possession under his or her control in a manner that is reasonably secures the firearm from unauthorized and unlawful access by a minor. You guys, this is literally gun safety 101. Anybody who owns a firearm and respects the Second Amendment is doing this anyway. This is an attempt to criminalize the Second Amendment.
Yeah, it's really sad. It's unbelievable. Hopefully it won't go anywhere. Hopefully it will not make it to the floor. I'm going to say I'm going to have faith in the Rules Committee not to put this out there. But, hey, you know, when they're making deals with people and they got to have leftists to vote for some of the things they really, really, really want, sometimes they do some horse trading. So what is the good piece of Second Amendment legislation they have, April Marie?
So the second one that passed the Senate, and then it's Senate Bill 281, passed the Senate already on Tuesday the 23rd, then got approved by the House Committee, has to deal with credit card data safety. And and if this is an NRA alert, this will prohibit the use of firearm ammunition specific category by payment processors. So your credit card, your Visa, your Amex, your whatever can no longer sort out those so that later someone can say, hey, look at these purchases. Let's flag this person. And anybody who thinks that our growing government, our deep state won't do that has lost their mind. This is a workaround from keeping a list of gun owners.
Yeah, even though you and I and the guys at the NRA know that regardless of what the federal law says, the feds have been keeping records of who all bought guns for a long time.
They're doing everything they can to do so, and this is just another workaround. They've got physicians asking you, is there a firearm in your house? They've got physicians asking children, is there a firearm in your house?
And you know what the answer to that is, right? For multiple reasons.
None
it's
of
not
your
a lie.
Darn
for the people who struggle with lying to the Nazis, because I don't struggle with lying to the Nazis, when they say, do you have a firearm in your house? No, absolutely not.
Well, it is
because A is a singular pronoun.
It is none of their business.
Exactly.
Correct. But I like my way. It just feels sneakier.
It feels better to do it.
Yes, it does.
that's
it just gives you that little boost, that little shot of dopamine of like, I just got you.
I saw a
don't use the words
on Twitter who tweeted that their doctor asked them that, do you have a firearm in your household? And he said, sir, I've got a firearm in this office.
Ooh, that made me feel even better.
It.
No, sir, I don't, because it is here with us now as we speak.
Right here.
Oh, my gosh. So speaking of, did everybody see the die-in in Tennessee at the Capitol?
Oh,
if they allow teachers to be armed. What's everybody's thoughts on that?
You know, this is so absurd. I hate that it has come down to such theater. The bill requires significant training, opting in, all of these different measures to make sure someone is prepared to have a firearm to defend their students. And these leftists who just don't understand gun safety really making a...
Well, if we could just get them refocused and say, look, you're missing the pro-Palestinian march by doing the die-in. They've got better snacks over there.
God.
They may have some baklava. You don't know. And some hummus.
Oh,
so get on over there. It's much more fun over there. They're dancing, chanting stuff. Dying in is boring unless you're tired. And maybe that's what it is.
You take a rest from the other one.
At least at the die-in, there's no shrieking. I saw that. Somebody said that on Twitter. And I was like, yes, that's exactly right. I prefer that to the nonsense.
That's a fair point. That's what we should be encouraging. More die-ins, less anti-Semitic screaming and craziness.
Yes.
Very good. April Marie, we appreciate you being on. Enjoy your visit with Sky. And he seems very happy you are there, because I know it's lonely.
I walked in and just hugged on him, and I'm going to...
I needed that. I really did.
He did. He's so sad down there. We've got a screen to see him. He doesn't really appreciate seeing us very often, but we appreciate seeing him. And it would be so lonely without it, but we're glad you were there, and we hope you do well. Have fun on the other station later.
Allison will be in as she's passing by.
Maybe she'll go visit.
By the way, Sky, Allison's stopping in, too.
Today?
Yes.
Maybe I'll see her.
Big day.
Yes.
Maybe so.
This is fun times, guys.
Bubba Gubba, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Selling a home in the River Region in this market takes some planning and preparation to be successful. Here are some steps to take to get your home sold fast. Remember the five P's. Prepare the home. Fresh coat of paint inside and out, and complete any repairs needed. Professionally clean the home. A deep cleaning of floors, cabinets, windows, and blinds will leave a great impression for future buyers. Provide a home warranty for the buyer to give the buyer peace of mind after the closing. Provide a closing cost allowance for the buyer to help them be able to afford your home. Price your home to sell, not sit. A comparative market analysis from a local realtor will demonstrate what other properties have sold for in your neighborhood. Well-priced homes sell faster with less hassle. Houses are selling fast and sellers are getting top dollar. For all the answers, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 221-2883 or 551-0225.
This is Mike Costanza with Chappie's Deli.
And Jeff Branco with Chappie's Deli. Mike, let's talk soup. Our homemade chicken and rice soup.
Miss Dolly's recipe, it's so good. But especially when the weather changes, come to any Chappie's Deli location and get Miss Dolly's homemade chicken and rice soup.
Have you ever noticed how many car dealers start their commercials with,
"It's the best sale of the year. Push, pull, or drag your old vehicle in. No offer will be refused."
At Larry Puckett Chevrolet, they don't make outrageous claims and have all of that fast talk at the end of their commercials. They just offer great deals month in and month out. New cars and trucks are arriving daily, plus Larry Puckett has a great selection of pre-owned cars and trucks, all makes and models. If you're getting a refund from Uncle Sam, it could be your down payment. If you have an extra vehicle that you want to sell, bring it in for an instant cash offer. They're paying top dollar to keep their lot full. Remember, LPG just doesn't stand for Larry Puckett. It stands for lowest prices in the River Region. Come to the dealer that lets the customers do the talking. Larry Puckett Chevrolet on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville. Or look them up online at LarryPuckett.com.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I am Scott Beeson. Amy Beth Shaver is here. Allison Sinclair is gallivanting somewhere down in the State House. So the legislature better be on their best behavior with Al down there, watching like a hawk, helping out all those folks who are there regularly, like Ann Eubank and others who were keeping an eye on what's happening. Let's go to Bubba Gubba real quick. Bubba Gubba, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening. I hope you're doing well.
Good morning. I'm calling you. A friend of mine said I'm supposed to talk to you on telephone.
Yes, sir.
You might know my friend. He's a member on your Facebook, so I try to keep up with you because you're supermama. You like them tree sauce, you know.
Yes, sir.
You're going to have to tell them why you's a fan of tree sauce, because I thought of it first of all. Nobody messes with a tree sauce. They got a special type of self-defense mechanism. One, they'll poof on you from if you mess with them. That's not because of you, but, you know, tree sauce.
Tree sauce just do that. Yes, sir.
Tree sauce, an awesome creature. God loves them. They got cameras, you can't see them. And the other, I forgot, Miss April Marie. You was a super mom, you know that. You was a super mom.
April Marie is, she's still in the building, but she's not in the studio at this second. So
I see. Okay. Yes. I'll talk about her when she ain't looking then. Because she likes to hang around and don't give up. She's a camouflage lady, too. She's carrying. Watch out. She's packing the... Whoop, can't say that on the radio. She's packing heat. but she is a super mom person. I think she's person is wonderful. Glad she's able to talk on people to phone. But keeping it up, being a super mama, I just think that she raising those youngins like they're supposed to be. Now, I will say quick, my friend is in there. He's laying up in the bed sleeping. He's a brother to the person that calls you all the time. He's Mudbug. I hope Mudbug is listening because I'm talking about him. Mudbug, he needs to talk to you too. But you one bit, you done talked about them legislators in Alabama.
Yes, sir.
With fucking bills about guns.
Yes, sir.
It's scaring me.
Bubba Gubba, I appreciate you, brother. Please call back often.
Please call back.
Sir?
We just said please call back. We appreciate you.
Oh, okay. I'll call another time.
Thanks, Bubba Gubba. Let's go to Kilroy. Kilroy, welcome to the program.
Hi, good morning, everybody. How we doing?
Good morning.
Doing good, Kilroy.
I had a little accident the other day, Scott. I was out of my boat, and it capsized, and all my guns went to the bottom of the lake.
Oh, no.
Did that happen to you, too? Me, too. It was crazy.
So, no need to look here, Fed.
Well, I had to document it with the insurance company, but I told them I didn't want any payment. No, it's all good. I just wanted y'all to know and just make sure you have a form that says this occurred.
Hey, wait a second. I can get money out of this?
No. That would be, no, don't do that part. Just say, hey, we're all good. We don't really need anything. Just make sure it's documented.
Well, hey, somebody's going to make the comment if they haven't already. I heard Duke say it the other day. I don't know if it's your show, Joey. All you radio people sound the same to me.
Uh-huh.
About the open carry, not the open carry, the constitutional carry law is going to make it easier for criminals. Key word there is criminals. They don't care about the laws to begin with. The constitutional carry just levels the playing field for us law-abiding citizens who, especially around Montgomery, are in more and more increasing danger every day.
Yep.
You got it. Kilroy, right. Great points, buddy. I'm sorry about all your guns, though. Tough loss.
Man, that's bad.
I will testify that you told me about it on this day. Alabama Unfiltered Radio, back on the other side.